Coming up next on Your World.
I was shocked when I read that 80% of single parents in the United States are women.
I didn't understand why this was happening. If someone would have told me that this would have happened, I would have been like, you are lying. You're put here for a reason and for a purpose. It was a time I didn't think I would get up.
It's very vital that we co-parent correctly.
These kids didn't ask to be here. They're here. They're a blessing. Let's do what's best for them. My needs, it was out the door.
And I believe that God can restore everything that was lost, everything that was taken, and everything that was stolen.
You know, the situation or how bad it hurts. You need to do what's right for your kids. My pain helps at least one person, then all of this wasn't in vain.
Welcome to our show. In fact, let me say it this way. Welcome to your show. Before we get started, if you or someone you know is a single parent, then this show is especially for you. Now, did you know that in the United States alone, there are over 12 million single parent households? And watch this. Of those 12 million, 80% are led by single mothers. Now, when relationships end and families break up, so many emotions like loneliness, anger, and fear come into play. As these individuals face the world alone, it can lead to a whole host of tough emotions, struggles, and in some cases, calamity. Now imagine having to process all of this in front of the entire world. Today, you're going to meet Monyetta Shaw. You may know her as an author or from the nationally televised show Atlanta Exes. Or maybe you are familiar with her from the very public and very dramatic breakup with famed R&B artist Ne-Yo. All of that left Monyetta with an enormous amount of pressure to raise their kids, maintain a solid and moral foundation, all while dealing with the heartache of what could have been. Now, maybe you feel that way today. What could have been? Maybe you are struggling through the pressure of being a single mom right now. How do you navigate it all? Well, when an earth-shattering event like the breakup of your family is in the public eye, it changes everything. How do you protect your children? How do you protect yourself? Today, we're going into the world, inside the world of Monyetta Shaw, and we're going to get answers to all of these questions and more. I'm Creflo Dollar, and welcome to Your World. Today is a very high-profile woman who has enjoyed success as an author and TV celebrity. She's experienced and continues to deal with the pain of a very public and tough breakup. And now, she's trying to get a handle on the most important role of her life, the role of being a single mom. Would you please welcome to Your World, Monyetta Shaw. Welcome.
Thank you so much.
You know, I believe what the dialogue we're going to have today is going to be something that's going to help a lot of single mothers.
Yeah.
I was shocked when I read that 80% of single parents in the United States are women.
Yes.
You know, you read the tabloids, you look at the social media, and, you know, you hear all of that stuff. And I can relate, I know.
Okay. Right, yeah.
But who is Monyetta Shaw?
Manyata Shaw, she's a God-fearing woman, a daughter, a sister, a loving mother, and just, I like to say, a normal young lady. Mm-hmm. Yes. Grew up in Shreveport, Louisiana, to a loving, loving single-parent home. Mm-hmm. And that's me. Just was raised with awesome morals and values and just old country girl.
Yeah. That's so, me. So family was very important to
huge,
you.
Huge, huge. Still is.
I understand you're real close to your father.
Yes, yes.
Who, anytime you need some prayer, you can call
Deacon
up and he'll...
Yeah, that's right. Deke Shaw.
Deke Shaw will give you a prayer. I can't begin to imagine what it was like to have your expectations up. You're engaged to be married. Mm-hmm. And all of a sudden you find that that's not going to take place.
Yeah.
How'd you handle that?
Honestly, it was really, really hard. Mm-hmm. And, a lot of prayer. A lot of prayer, tears. Mm-hmm. It was extremely, extremely hard, mm-hmm. especially having two little kids.
Sure.
And I just, if someone would have told me that this would have happened, I would have been like, you are lying. Mm-hmm. But it definitely happened. It was a very hard time in my life. And I didn't have the room, the energy to, didn't have the liberty, rather, to let the world, or especially my two M's, Madeline and Mason, see me sweat. Or see me cry. So I would just be super mom and keep it together, which is extremely exhausting, as you might know, until I put them down to go to bed at night. And then that's when it would all come out.
So in a sense, would you say that they were your strength?
Oh, my gosh.
In the midst of this?
They were absolutely my strength.
Yeah.
They were my strength.
Yeah.
Did
they notice a different dynamic, or how did you tell them that this family dynamic that you were ready to enter into had changed?
Honestly, I like to say they were extremely blessed because they were always used to their dad being away. He always traveled for his job. So that was the big thing that it didn't, on that side, hurt as much, mm-hmm. I like to think, for them, because they knew dad will come in town and then he'll be gone. He'll come for 2 days and then he'll be gone again. Mm-hmm. So honestly, it kind of like just flowed. They didn't really feel that because it wasn't like the regular, you know, parent, dad that has a 9-to-5.
Sure.
And then they really, really, really feel it, you know. Mm-hmm. So that was a blessing within itself. Now we did have to explain when the kids go to daddy's house now. Mm-hmm. So at first they were confused, like, but daddy, you know, this is your house. You know, you live here with us. And so then we had to, you know, get to the tough things. And I let him spearhead that one.
You know, it's real.
Oh, yeah. Very real.
I've got to raise these kids. And for you, I know it's not like, you know, this is torture for me to do this.
No,
these are
no.
my babies.
No, no.
I'm going to do whatever I have to do to make sure they get what they need.
Absolutely.
Does that include the willingness to work out whatever details are necessary between their father and yourself to make sure
yes.
that you guys can have a good working relationship as parents for the sake of those kids?
Oh, my gosh. It is imperative. Mm-hmm. That's what I like to tell a lot of women and men. Like, you have to have that good relationship with them, no matter how you're feeling, because there was times that I was still hurting. Like, I didn't understand why this was happening, but the kids still needed their father. They need him in their lives.
Yeah.
And I had to put self aside. The moment I had my daughter first, the moment I had Madeline, it was no longer about me, my needs. It was out the door. It's about what's important for her. And then came along Mason. So it's, I'll be mad, but they don't know it, you know?
Yeah.
Like, here, I'll FaceTime, and some of my friends will be like, how do you do that? I'm like, what do you mean, how? You know? It's important, and by the grace of God, because sometimes I didn't know how.
Yeah.
I didn't know where that, because I didn't have it.
Yeah.
I didn't have that strength, so it was him.
I want to congratulate you, because I know a lot of single mothers and who have, you know, they're so bitter that the children suffer.
Yes.
Because, you know, the key to bitterness is being self-centered.
Yes.
And whenever
That's
you
good.
Remain self-centered, now, you know, we're going to deal with self-centeredness until the day we die.
Oh, yeah.
You know, you'll wake up in the morning, and the first thing you have to ask yourself is, where's self? Oh, he's in the center again. Let me take you out of
right.
the center.
Yeah, that's big.
So what happens is when I recognize that self-centeredness is the master key to bitterness, offense, even hurt and pain, then I know I need to get myself out of the center and put them in the center. Yeah, and that's what you've done.
Absolutely. I like to call it keeping myself in check.
Yeah. Yeah.
You have to put ego aside. Yeah. That's absolutely what I did. So, you know, I was hurting, you know, back then.
Yeah.
And, you know, your first mind sometimes will be like, well, he hurt me and he did this, or he wouldn't do this if it was, you know, the other way around, vice versa. It's not about that.
Yeah.
You know, these kids didn't ask to be here. They're here. They're a blessing. Let's do what's best for them.
Yeah, because hurt people like to
hurt people.
And then you don't want to put the kids in the middle of all of the everybody trying to hurt people. I mean, I really commend you because you've taken a stance to say, you know what, I'm not trying to make their father look bad.
No,
I'm not trying to play get back games, all that. These kids are too important to be put in the middle of a gang between two hurt people.
Absolutely. Two adults.
Yeah. And I really I commend you on how you carry yourself with that. So let's talk a little bit more about the emotional, internal, everyday type of things you go through as you heal from hurt on one end, and as you make a commitment to be what you have to be as a parent to these kids on the other end. What are some of those struggles you deal with emotionally?
Oh,
because I want the people that are watching at home, a mother who's single at home, you know, sometimes we can get before people and we look pretty self-confidence and I'm Superman, you know.
My gosh.
Let them know the reality of what takes place between someone who's healing of hurt and at the same time they've got to be the parent of those kids.
Ooh, you just have to, oh my gosh, it's hard. Dealing with hurt, you're going to be going through those feelings. You're going to have that self-doubt. You're going to sometimes think that, oh, why wasn't I good enough, you know? And I want them to know that they are good enough, you know? But everything, what I had to find out is everything happens for a reason. And even though it hurts right now, there's a purpose for your pain. At that time, I did not see it, did not want it, and I tried to control it, but I couldn't. I just had to let go and let God take care of that. So you have to, you know, you're going to go through that self-pity. You said it, bitterness, like all those emotions. But it's very important to have like-minded individuals around you, surrounding you, evenly yoked people, you know.
What was the purpose you think of your pain?
Oh, wow. To tell the story and let women and men know that there's a reason, you know. You're put here for a reason and for a purpose. And just to tell my story, I'm just like anybody else. It could happen. You could, like I said, like I'm maneuvering in a space that I don't know of, you know.
New, you know, a new normal.
Exactly. My parents have been married 44 years, you know, and that was probably why I fought so hard to keep it together, to keep our relationship together. But, you know, in the end, this is my reality, my new normal. And just to tell my story.
Has this allowed you to develop more confidence in who you are as a woman, as a mother, as an individual, as far as raising these kids and carrying on with your life?
Absolutely, because I knew I was strong already. My dad, you know, made sure of that. My mother, she's such a class act. You know, they made sure that I was loved and you're beautiful. You know, education is important. You know, keep God first, all those things. But still, life happens. You get hurt. And it was a time I didn't think I would get up, and just the strength that I know I have now. Oh my gosh. I'm like, you can't tell me nothing. You know, I'm still living, I'm moving, I'm breathing. And I feel like I'm doing a great job as a mother and just being a good example, because that's so important to me. You know, people can tell you, oh, they don't do that, don't do that. But your kids are watching you.
Oh yeah. Yes, they are.
They're watching.
What was your biggest fear as you face this new normal of being a parent?
My truth and being vulnerable, and maybe when the kids get old enough to read the whole story, just for them to be able to see all the, you know, what I put out there. And that was very hard, and struggled. I wasn't going to do it. Like, I feel like it was the devil. Like, don't tell it. But I'm like, you know what? If my pain helps at least one person, then all of this wasn't in vain.
So you wrote a book. You're an author now.
Yes, yes.
And the purpose for writing that book?
I was on a reality show called Atlanta Exes. And from that, I got so many emails, DMs, just them watching me and the way I maneuver, the way I move in life. Because obviously, we're both very public. He's extremely public, and everyone has their opinion. And how most celebrities handle situations and breakups, they'll get on Twitter and bash each other, and it seems to not care about what this is ultimately doing to their children. They just go off of self, you know, how they feel, and they just bash one another. And for the world to see that that's not what I'm doing, you know, I am not just saying I'm putting my kids first. No, I'm living putting my kids first. So with the fans witnessing that, they started emailing me and DMing me, and some even telling me that because of me, they're allowing their kids' father to be back in their kids' lives, some after 6 years. I'm like, okay, God, I hear you. Like, all right, let me get to writing. Let me get to do this, because it's not about me.
Yeah,
it's not about me.
It's so much bigger than you as an individual.
Exactly.
And for you not to understand the importance of a father being a part of their lives,
yes,
would be extremely selfish, very
Absolutely.
Damaging.
Absolutely.
And you would probably live with the regret and the guilt,
yes,
of, oh, if I had to do it all over again,
mm-hmm,
I would,
yes,
put myself outside,
mm-hmm,
the circle,
yes,
and make sure that their father could be a part of their life.
Absolutely.
Because they get older, mm-hmm, and they'll probably end up looking at you and blaming you for the
Absolutely.
Whole thing.
And yes.
So what good is that?
No good at all.
You know, you mentioned something about the consequences of a couple bashing one another, mm-hmm, and what that would do in the life of a child. And when you said that, I thought about, you know, the several women who are watching this right now,
okay,
who are in the very situation that, mm-hmm, you're saying they should not be in.
Right.
And they are fighting. They are hurting. They're keeping the kids away. They're having just an attitude all of the time, mm-hmm, and the kids don't know what's going on. What do you think some of the damage that can occur emotionally in the life of a kid, and how it impacts how they grow up?
Oh, my gosh. Just as far as their grades, their,
yeah,
their attitude, just their way of life, mm-hmm, the quality of life when they get older. And most importantly, it's going to create a vicious cycle. You know, if they see that, like I said, you know, you could say all day, don't do this, but they're watching you.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, if that's how mommy or daddy's acting, with the examples, you know,
yeah,
they're going to act accordingly.
Mm-hmm.
They're going to do what their dad is doing. They're going to do what their mother doing. So it's so, so important.
You know, when you decided to write this book, mm-hmm, how do your peers, how are they receiving the book you wrote? Because, I mean, you're writing this book and you're kind of, you're telling on yourself. You're opening yourself up
yeah, like
for everybody to see.
Yeah, some people was like, oh, you telling it all, this is a tell-all book. No, not at all. Like, mm-hmm, I didn't tell 10% of, mm-hmm, you know, our personal life, you know. But what I did tell, I told on me. Guys get praised for, you know, things that I've said in there. But the woman, and then they're looking at me like, oh, she's so classy. Yes, I am. But still, I'm human, and I'm living in the world today. And,
yeah,
you know, at that time, I was at a place of just reaching and searching, and maybe I should do this, and going against values that, mm-hmm, are in me, and I know better, you know. But I was just thinking, okay, well, let's just do this, you know, keep this family together. And, you know, at the time, I thought it was right, you know. So, and some would think that, you know, like, I was bashing or before they read it, but that's not the case. And once you look at it and read it, you're like, oh my God, this is empowering, and it is, you know, uplifting, and just telling how she got through this hard time, and, you know, setting goals to keep moving forward afterwards.
And it was real. And it was real.
It was very real. I
yeah.
felt it was very important to tell that, to get the point, to get my point across, that no matter what, you know, the situation or how bad it hurts, you need to do what's right for your kids, co-parent properly. And, you know, you don't have to, like, be besties, you know, but, you know, let's just.
That's a really good message, especially in the Black community.
Oh.
It's a really good message to say,
Absolutely.
Look, we're not asking for you guys to be best friends.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
But what we're saying is it's very vital
Extremely
that
bad.
We co-parent correctly so that we don't have to take turns on going down and bailing our kids out of the jail a little bit later on because we didn't do what we needed to do.
Absolutely.
When we had the opportunity to do that. Mm-hmm. And I think that's a powerful, powerful message. Do you have hopes that in the future, that your future has someone that you can be equally yoked with?
Oh, yes. I know he's coming. Mm-hmm. So,
if he's coming, are you a
bride?
If he's coming, are you a bride in preparation?
I am.
So that you won't bring any luggage into the relationship?
Absolutely. I could sit on this couch right now and not worry about getting struck down. I think so. Absolutely.
I can sit on the couch and not worry about nobody striking me down.
Let's get real, real quick. absolutely. And some people wonder why it took me so long to start dating.
Yeah.
And that was why, because I wasn't ready then. Wasn't ready. It took me 2.5, almost 3 years.
Yeah. Well, I'm getting used to being a parent and raising these kids. And now I'm thinking, well, because a lot of parents, single parents, especially mothers, think, mm-hmm. well, I don't have time to date. I don't have time to hope that one day I can have someone in that's going to be a good image and a good model for my kids to follow. And that's unfortunate because I don't believe that life should have to stop and you have to live the rest of your life in misery. I believe in a God of restoration.
Oh, yes.
And I believe that God can restore everything that was lost, everything that was taken, and everything that was stolen.
Yes, I believe that.
In fact, I declare a sevenfold restoration over your life right now. Sevenfold restoration over your life right now.
I receive it.
Yeah. You know what, ladies and gentlemen, I believe with all my heart that as a single person who is a single parent, you can be bitter or you can be better.
Mm.
Now you have to make that choice.
Yes.
You know, I believe parenting is one of the toughest yet most honorable roles we can have. It's certainly one of the most important. And unfortunately, in our society, the majority of parenting responsibilities falls on the mother. And as we saw today, the pressure is even heavier when these moms are not only working to raise their children, but also dealing with the emotions of a failed relationship and working to move past the fear of building a new life without the person they thought would be in their world forever. Now, if you're watching today as a single mom struggling with these emotions, I want you to know that God is your rock and His love for you is something that will never change. He will reveal to you your value and your worth. And when you understand that, everything else seems to fall in place. Now, on today's show, we had the privilege of hearing Monyetta's story. And I hope you saw through our time together that even when you're faced with any type of pain in your life, that God will keep you in His perfect peace. You know, before I say anything else, I want you to do one thing for me, if you don't mind. Could you look into that camera and encourage those who are watching, somebody who's just gone through something that you've gone through? What do you have to say to them that'll help them out?
If you're going through anything remotely close or worse, life goes on. This is not the end. Don't sit there and wallow in it. Like, get it out. By all means, get it out. But fall down on your knees and pray. He is there. And trust me, it gets better on the other side. He will not leave you nor forsake you. Like, it's not just words. It's real. I am living proof of that. This is my testimony. Get up. Get up now. If you don't do it for you, do it for your children. You are the responsible adult. You are the God-fearing woman or man. Times get hard, but keep going. There is light on the other side.
Yeah, that's good. That's good. That's good. The Bible says there's peace for the soul.
Oh, yes.
You know, and I want you to discover that peace in the midst of your storm today. And to do that, I've assembled a powerful resource package that I want to get into your hands and into your home today. Now, my announcer is coming to share more about this package with you, and I'll be right back.